This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's been tuned in since the beginning of the show. Or maybe 2 hours ago. Or maybe an hour ago. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's live from New York City. Me? I'm live from Atlanta, Georgia. And with our powers combined, we're better than Captain Planet. He was a loser who always got sick from trash. We're good. We're going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. And so if you're in Portland, Oregon, or Dallas, or San Diego, or Wisconsin, or Chicago, or Indianapolis. Shout-outs to my friends in Louisiana. What's up, Matt? So shout-outs to all my friends on WWL. I miss y'all. And thank you to everybody here in Georgia listening on 92.9 The Game. And everybody up and down the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. Just Canada, too. I love Canada. Hey, Shep, we're on in every city in Canada.
I didn't know we're on every city in Canada. Wow.
How many cities are in Canada?
See, I'm not going to pretend to know. I have no idea.
We're on all the big ones. How about that?
I know Vancouver is the closest thing to the West Coast.
Yeah, Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there. Well, just nowhere in all of them.
There you go.
And everybody in Hawaii, Alaska, they listen too.
That's true.
They do. And the guy hit me from, remember the guy called from Paris last week? He said he's visiting America and he had to call us.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, shout outs to everybody who listens in Paris. It's an international show. Shout outs to my main man, Ricardo, hanging out with me from Italy over the weekend. Hi, Ricardo. Probably asleep right now. I hope he is. Anyway, we've had a busy show and we're going to have a busy week. We've talked about the teams that have taken an L over the weekend on the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. We'll have plenty of time this week to look at the winners and look ahead to the AFC and NFC championship games. And so we gave props to the Jaguars. They did good, right? And the Buffalo Bills disappointed. Josh Allen doing too much. Man, we know how them New York Giants, man, they got smashed. They got beat up bad. And we're not talking about them too much because what is there to say about the Giants? They got eviscerated. Annihilated. 38-7. I was actually at an Atlanta Hawks game on Saturday night, of which they lost. They about 500 this year. They win, they lose. And I was watching this game at the same time, and I said, thank God I don't have to divert too much of my attention away from the Hawks because everybody was getting their ass whooped. The Giants, how do you lose 38-7? The game was over right away. Their head coach, Brian Daboll, has done an excellent job with them this year. Now they got to figure out how they pay Daniel Jones and what they pay him and Saquon. Daboll, after the game, he says, yeah, we got our asses whooped.
Really got beaten all facets, so wasn't one thing in particular. It was, you know, a team game and just didn't get it done. So congratulations to Philly. They get to move on, and unfortunately we don't.
Okay. Yeah, well, New York Giants played it close all year long, and they deserve a lot of credit. because excellent coaching got them here. Maxing out the talent got them here. This was a year where you didn't know what was going on with Daniel Jones or Saquon. This was a prove-it year for both of those dudes, and they played out of their minds on a crap offense. Daniel Jones told everybody, he's like, yeah, I want to be a Giant next year.
I've really enjoyed being here. I have nothing but love and respect for this organization. I'd love to be back, but, we'll see, and there's a business side of it, too.
And what about Saquon Barkley? He's like, yeah, I know I've been hurt. I know I've been injured. I'm not trying to make more money than Christian McCaffrey. I'm just trying to get a good deal. Listen.
I'm realistic. I know where I was on, pace to do. But having 2 years of filled up with injuries and, having a season of not performing to the level that I know I can perform doesn't help.
Yeah, now the New York Giants are done. Let them figure out their free agency situation. We'll have plenty of opportunity to dive deeper into the New York Giants and what they should do with Daniel Jones and Saquon, but they're certainly moving in a positive direction. 9-7 and that stupid tie that they had, it's not too shabby. Not too shabby. They could have went completely opposite the way they finished some of these games, but they were able to hold on. They were able to compete and make the most out of what they had or did not have. And the Giants have what looks to be a bright future. What about the team that just smashed them? The Eagles are on their way. Hurts looks okay. Now, thank God they didn't have to rush him out there all the damn time to potentially put his shoulder at risk. And I know Michael Jordan's been a topic of conversation tonight with his son dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife and all. But anyway, ironically, head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, he actually compared Jalen Hurts to Michael Jordan when it comes down to playing through injury.
I know this is high praise, but to have him out there is like I shouldn't even go there, but like he's having like Michael Jordan out there. Like he's your leader. He's your leader. He's your guy. He's your like that's hopefully that's the biggest respect I can pay to him, comparing to his ability to being on the field to a Michael Jordan type. Like this guy leads, he brings this calmness to the entire team. He plays great football. He's tough as they come. To me, there ain't nobody has played any better football than him this year.
No, yeah, he could be the MVP. And he didn't have to play through a flu or a bad, pie, a pizza pie, depending on who you ask. We got a lot of folks here on the line. We'll talk about Joe Burrow. We'll talk about Purdy. We have people who've been waiting anxiously to talk to us and you, so we'll do so. 855-212-4CBS. If you can't call up, you can tweet me at JRSportBrief. Let's go to Yaya. Yaya calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
I'm very well, thank you. What's up?
Okay, man. Yeah. Thanks again for treating my ears. I love your show. I just want to say I was at the game yesterday up in Buffalo, man, and, the Bengals took it to us. They dogged us. They beat us down, took our lunch money, and ran off with their wife. But my thing is this. They keep stressing this stuff about get your refund. That's just what the NFL do. The Bengals were selling tickets for a home AFC championship game last week in case the Jaguars beat Kansas City. That's just what the NFL do. I'm just tired of hearing that. I don't like it.
Well, it's just motivation. The team was, and it's not just from the NFL. They were pretty much slighted by everybody who thought that it was a foregone conclusion that we would see the Bills and that we would see the Chiefs on the other end.
Yeah, but like I said, that's just what they do. Like the Bengals were selling tickets for a home AFC championship game in case the Jags beat the Chiefs. And they beat us, but they had the home. They were selling tickets for that. So.
Yeah, well, they're not gonna look at it that way. But let's be real here. Did most people have the Buffalo Bills winning? People had them winning from before the season started.
I know I damn sure had them winning. I was shocked. I was shocked we only got the 10 points. I mean, they didn't show up at all. I was disappointed. I mean, I knew we weren't gonna stop them. Joe Burrow's amazing, but we only got 10 points.
I saw people leaving early at the end of the game. And do you think the air was sucked out of there rather quickly?
Yeah, I was one of them. Yeah, the air was sucked out of there from the gate. They went right down. They, They first two drives, two touchdowns, didn't even see, they only seen one third down, and we three and out first two drives. It was like the air was sucked out halfway through the first quarter.
Well, when DeMar was shown around halftime, do you think that gave any type of a boost, or did people still get excited and come back down?
Nah.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, no. The way the game was going, it was nothing that was going to bring that was going to boost them up unless they came. They came out after the second half and kicked the field goal. So
right.
And no, they just it was never a game. It was never a game.
I hope
they
that they
behind the woodshed. But listen, I called you a couple of weeks ago and asked you was that 90s Bills team the dynasty, and you disagreed with that.
Yeah, because I think you actually have to win to have a dynasty. Yes, correct. My thought process has not and will never change on that one. You actually got to win. You can be a good team. I mean, we've been talking about the Bulls here. I mean, if Michael Jordan went to every single finals and he lost every single one, am I going to call them a dynasty? No, it sounds miserable. It sounds like a participation trophy, man.
I don't know, man. The great Deion Sanders. The reason why I asked that because the Damian Thompson asked Deion Sanders that. Deion Sanders gave it a look like he was shocked when Paul even asked him that. He was like, hell yeah, and Thomas should agree with him. I mean,
I don't care what Deion say. I guess he got a loser mentality about that, too. How about you win? I'm just saying, Yaya. I appreciate you for calling, man. Talk to you soon, okay? No doubt. What? A dynasty? How about you win? Can win one time? How about win one time, please? And I know you don't want to hear about Joe Burrow telling everybody to get their refunds, but because you're sick and tired of hearing about it, this is what Joe Burrow had to tell CBS after beating up on the Bills.
We talked about it yesterday, just that chip on your shoulder. Everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
I was hoping to go to the game. I wasn't going to pay to go, but I wanted to see. It would have been unique here in Atlanta. It would have been very unique. AFC championship game, never going to happen here. It'd have to be another wild circumstance to get such a thing. Why would anybody not want to? Well, I guess if you're a fan of the other team. But it would be so unique, so cool to say, oh, my God, you got the Bills. You got the Chiefs. AFC championship game. And for all I care, it could have been the Bengals. Just the thought and the idea of having the next step to the Super Bowl take place here in Atlanta. Man, people would have turned it into a party weekend. It would have been, city would have been lit for it. Now it's not going to happen. And Joe Burrow, he doesn't give a damn because he's like, I'm going to the AFC title game. Who cares where I play? Head coach Zach Taylor, he kind of put in his own dig at the NFL as well. Listen.
They have to formulate the plans for coin tosses, and they got to formulate the plans for neutral site games, and we just keep screwing it up for everybody. And I hate that for people that have to endure all those logistical issues, and then we just keep screwing it up. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, chip on your shoulder. Why not, right? If it's going to motivate you and move you towards amazing things, then go get the job done. It should be a little easier. Patrick Mahomes running around on that bum-ass ankle should be, right? Andy Reid gave an update, and he actually talked about Donovan McNabb's injury from years ago. This is what Andy Reid had to say about that.
He's worked hard in the treatment and is doing okay.
And Coach, I think I'm going to have to go all the way back to 2002. The last time you had a starting quarterback dealing with an ankle injury with Donovan McNabb, he did come back in the playoffs. But how did that experience help you prepare for this scenario with your starting quarterback in Mahomes and limiting a workload and potentially developing a workload for him in practice?
Yeah, Donovan's was different in that there ended up being a fracture in there. So that was a little different deal. But he did very well. He worked his tail off, got himself back, went through kind of the same thing with T.O. At one time. So for the Super Bowl, who worked his way through it. And, you know, but both those two had fractures. He mentioned it to you that he's going to play. So, I mean, that's his mindset. And then we'll just take it day by day and see how he does.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is going to play in the AFC Championship game. How effective he's going to be is a crapshoot. Speaking of shoot, they're going to shoot something up into his body to help numb him out. He's probably in treatment 24/7 just to have his ankle be in the best possible, not quality, but condition to play. Would anybody be shocked if the Bengals won again? No, hell no. This is 10 straight wins. They haven't lost since Halloween. They took and wasted no time getting this lead against the Bills. None. In Kansas City, yeah, they run around on a bum ankle. Jacksonville had a couple of chances at the end of the game. They decided to turn the ball over. They couldn't hold on to it. I got to think hard about this one. We'll talk about it later in the week as to who will win. Right now, I'm kind of vacillating. I'm going back and forth about who I think will come out on top here. But it's tough to judge. And Shep, you actually have some, well, it's not that interesting. It's pretty straightforward about the head-to-head matchup in their career so far. What's the numbers here when you look at Mahomes and then also take a look at Burrow?
Well, JR, I mean, if you look at win-loss record, Joe Burrow, as everyone knows, is 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes. But that's not what is jarring. To me, you look at team points per game. Joe Burrow, 30, to Mahomes is 26. Passing yards per game, Joe Burrow, 330. To Patrick Mahomes, 250. Completion percentage, JR, 72% in favor of Joe Burrow. To Patrick Mahomes is 67%. And then the most telling to me, touchdown to interception ratio, Joe Burrow is 8-1. Mahomes, a head-scratching 6-2. So, JR, it's not that Joe Burrow is beating him every single time. He is substantially outplaying him every single time. And last time I checked, Mahomes is the guy who is in year 6 and Burrow is in year 3, not vice versa. So this is unbelievable to me. So, JR, if Mahomes wants to end that narrative once and for all, he's got to do it this coming weekend.
Oh, my God. You got so excited about that, Shep.
Well, JR, because to me, everyone shut the book on Mahomes being in that Tom Brady, Joe Montana conversation when he lost an 18-point lead to the Bengals and gave up the largest second-half lead in the history of the AFC title game. We know all that. But to me, this will be the – I cannot think of another time, and I include Joe Montana in this conversation, JR, where Brady or Montana gutted it out, played hurt, and avenged a loss the year before. Mahomes can do that.
I'll say this. You might look at the numbers as being substantial. I don't.
You don't?
No. I find the numbers to be comparable. Kansas City's defense has never been their strong suit. And so to think that, how many more yards? 330 to what? 270 or whatever the case might
be.
Yeah, I don't think that the passing numbers are all that astronomically high. Has Joe Burrow come out on top? Yeah, you can't take that away from him. But the way they defend each other are two different things. Up front for the Cincinnati Bengals, they stop the run and they force you to pass. Kansas City is more of a let's bend a little bit, but not break in regards to the defense. So I'm not going to say it's massive. It's not like they're in a shootout and hitting targets. There's things that you have to put into account, and that actually happens to be their defenses. Over the past several years, I'd say that defense would probably be a detriment to Kansas City. Meanwhile, the Bengals have certainly improved over the years. Even this year, and their passing defense isn't all that great. Eli Apple is great at running his mouth, but I got to give credit where credit is due. You can't take away from Burrow being on top, and this is a tough one to judge heading into the week, but we'll hear more as it goes on.
Jared, can I ask you a very quick question? You're going to cover this in the next 4 days, and I get all that, but you don't have to answer this, but I will ask it anyway because I know you're going to cover this. If Joe Burrow can win a Super Bowl and outplays Mahomes, and then let's say he significantly outplays Jalen Hurts, because I think the Eagles are going to go to the Super Bowl the way they looked against the Giants, and that is certainly offensive star power. Is he the face of the NFL?
Uh,
Are we looking at a Bengals quarterback, high boomer Esiason, who can be a face of the NFL?
Yeah, he's on his way. He would be one of them. I don't think he'd be the clear cut.
Who is it now?
I'm sorry?
Who is it now in your eyes? Is it still Brady? Is it Patrick Mahomes? It's not Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think the NFL has one face.
I don't.
If you have to think about popularity and just who the hell knows these guys, it would still be Tom Brady. Most of America knows who Tom Brady is. I think Patrick Mahomes is moving into that space, and it's going to take him several more years before he gets there. Maybe if Brady decides to call it quits sooner than later. But Joe Burrow most definitely would step more into the public conscious outside of Ohio or Louisiana. Like, people who don't necessarily give a damn about football probably know him, and more people would. So he'd step up in regards to visibility, but I don't think he'd just clear-cut be the face of oh, my God, he's the face of the NFL. He's on his way, and I think he will win a Super Bowl, but we know it's easier said than done. But he has it. I had a conversation with a couple of people today. It was like, hey, you know, what separates certain guys? And, you know, it doesn't matter what line of work it is. Certain people just can take things to another level. They can take things to another gear. And he's done that in college. He's shown to be able to do that in the NFL. He's already one of the best quarterbacks in the entire league. And, look, everybody gets to the point where all they want to do is, quote-unquote, check the box. There's nothing for Joe Burrow here for him to check the box. Josh Allen needs to check the box. Lamar Jackson needs to stay healthy and have a decent team around him and continue to improve before he can check the box. You know, we have so many quarterbacks who win championships. We have so many quarterbacks who get there and it doesn't happen. Everybody loses. The NFL humbles every quarterback. You can think of the great quarterbacks. Everybody gets humbled. And sometimes, unless your name is Tom Brady, you get humbled more often than not. It's tough, but Joe Burrow is certainly on his way. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to all of your phone calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exactly when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
All right, folks, we have gone through so much tonight, and we have so much to get into for the rest of the week. We talked about the Bills. We've talked about the Jaguars. We talked about the Giants and the Eagles. And we'll get more into the AFC and NFC championship games later on this week. Obviously, Jerry Jones, the Cowboys have been a topic of conversation. Patrick Mahomes and his ankle right before we went to break. We talked about Joe Burrow earlier on in the show. We talked about Scottie Pippen's ex-wife dating Michael Jordan's son. It's just, there's a lot to do, a lot to talk about. And so we have a lot of callers who have been very patient. If you're on the line, if you're on hold right now, I will get you on. And let's start right now. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is calling from Chicago. Maybe he's in the West Loop. That's where I'd be. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Daniel?
Hi, J.R.
What's up, Daniel? What's on your mind?
I'm okay. You are a man of respect.
Am I? How?
Yeah, you are.
I'm a man of respect. What I do?
You are a man of respect. I'm telling you. I can't wait for Monday to come because I meet that Saturday and Sunday. I don't listen to CBS, but Monday.
Whoa, no. Don't say that. Listen to CBS forever. All the time.
Okay.
But what's on your mind right now?
Okay, what's on my mind is like, I don't like the coach anyway. Yeah, that coach. I don't like him anyway because he used to be the Green Bay Packers coach. And you know
Mike McCarthy. You don't like Mike McCarthy.
No, you know what he's been doing to the Bears? You know, when he was Green Bay, they always beat us every time. So I don't like Green Bay. I don't like him. So I think he's supposed to be gone. He's supposed to be gone.
Well, Jerry Jones said he's not getting rid of him. So, but we know Jerry Jones can just wake up and change his mind.
Anytime. You know, yeah. I don't have a passenger in my Uber. I'm driving now.
Why don't you have a passenger in your Uber? Is it too cold for people to be outside? Where's your passenger?
That's right. They don't call me. They don't make a request.
So what is your rating? What is your driver rating on Uber?
I'm 4.98.
Oh my God, Shep! Do you hear this?
I'm not surprised.
I am a diamond driver.
4.98.
Yes, I'm a diamond driver.
Oh my God, Daniel!
I want to know, Daniel, who had the nerve? I don't know if you could see this on your end, but who had the nerve to not give you a five?
I'm working on it. They don't want to give five anyway, so they don't want to give five. 4.9. Right. Nobody's perfect, you know that.
Hey, Daniel, you want to know something? I just opened up my Uber. Okay, I am a Uber. What is this? I'm a Uber One account holder. Okay.
Okay.
And you want to know what do you think my rating is, Daniel?
I told you I'm out of respect. It's supposed to be 4.99.
No, my Uber, I'm a little worse than you. I am 4.94.
Oh, you're good. I'm good.
I mean, when I get to Chicago, we get matched up. Okay.
That's right. Do you know what I mean by diamond driver?
What, you taking me to the Diamond Club? What, no, what does that mean?
No. You know, that's Uber, rating the drivers. You know, Diamond is the best driver.
Yeah. Well, that's you, Daniel. Well, thank you, man. Yeah. I hope whoever gets in your car next gives you number five, okay?
Okay, now.
Okay, thank you, Daniel, for calling.
All right, thank you, Gerard.
Of course. Hey, Shep, that's a 4.98?
That's impeccable. Wow.
What is he doing? Is he giving people money in the back? He's paying them off.
You know what? It's good to see also people step up and understand that goes into, you know, their tips and their rating and their status in terms of diamonds. So good for people for doing right, too. They should have a system like that in more than just Ubers, you know. I mean, I feel like everybody should be graded, which helps their performance, you know.
You can rate everything. I mean, service, you can rate restaurants, you rate everything.
You can't do that for waiters and waitresses, which is what I think would substantially improve the restaurant business. Because you know how it is, JR, people who are waiters and waitresses for so many of these restaurants, they do share tips. Right. Or there's an automatic gratuity that is included in your meal.
Oh, now they give you 20% automatic. The
exactly.
Purse could be crap.
Exactly.
Some customers don't tip anyway because they're jerks.
Well, that's horrible. If you go out and you are not tipping when you have the luxury and the freedom and the monetary resources to eat at a restaurant and a fine establishment in the first place, you should be looking after people working in the food industry. That's disgusting if you're not tipping.
Well, it doesn't have to be a fine establishment, but anyway. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tyrone is calling from Houston. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's going on, JR? How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
Hey, good. I just wanted to call and put my little two cents in on there on that Scottie Pippen ex-wife thing, man. We have a thing called the man code. And you're not supposed to go against man code. I don't care if you're like, you know, the best person in the world to the scum of the earth, man. Everybody knows that if it's like an associate, a teammate, just anybody, if you know their ex-wife, you're not supposed to be dating them, talking to them. Them are their kids. And I think Michael Jordan, honestly, he knows better. But he's always had the upper edge on Scottie Pippen, you know, even when it goes down to, like, you know, timeouts and who's going to win the race. He goes up to the guys upstairs like, who's going to win? So I kind of feel like Michael Jordan kind of encourages this a little bit.
Oh, my God. Hey, Tyrone, you know what this is like? Shep, can you imagine if you had a daughter, right? Wait, does that make sense? Shep, what am I saying? Is it getting ready to make sense, or should I just stop?
I think it's getting ready to make sense.
If you wait, let me see if this makes sense. No, it doesn't even. I can't even use that as an example. I can't. It just.
By the way, JR, Tyrone is 1,000% right about you are totally violating a bro coach slash man code in this instance. He's 100% right.
You're not supposed to, well, you can do what you want. People do it all the time. It happens all the time. That doesn't make it right. See, some people are going to get mad at me for saying this. Let me not even say it. Let me put it this way. We are highly encouraged to stay away from other people's exes who are in our employ. But it happens all the time, doesn't it? Like you're in the house and people date their exes, you know, sisters-in-laws. And this happens. It's on Maury all day. It happens. That doesn't mean it's right.
It doesn't. It happens maybe once in a blue moon. We're talking one out of 100,000.
No,
Jerry.
I think
that's
it,
why
I think
it's
it
on
happens.
Maury
no,
or
think,
Steve or Jerry
no.
in the first place.
I think it happens a lot. People date and people get into relationships with exes. It happens a lot. Friends, and it happens a lot. What is odd is when you're dating the kid. Like, that's odd. Tyrone, that's odd, man.
It's super odd, JR, man. I don't know what's going on. That's rich people's problems, man. I don't know if I'll ever be there, bro.
They trying to still – thank you, Tyrone, for calling from Houston. They trying to stick it to Scotty. That's what they trying to do. They trying to stick it to Scotty. He already looks sad. They trying to make him sadder. Maybe he deserves it. Maybe he don't. I don't know. What do I know? Mike is calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
So I just want to talk real quick. I called you a couple weeks ago, and I asked you if you thought the Bills were past their window. I think last year was their opportunity. They were firing on all cylinders, and all they had to worry about was the Chiefs. Now they got to worry about how to beat the Bengals and the Chiefs, and I think that window has now closed, or it's shrunken a lot more than it has. I'm just curious on your thoughts.
I haven't changed my mind there. You know, every year that you don't win, obviously the window, quote-unquote, gets shorter. But winning a Super Bowl ain't out here for everybody. Peyton Manning was in the NFL for, what, 8 years before he finally got his first one? And so he didn't necessarily start off on a straight foot. He was out here winning. He helped them turn things around. But it took years for him to get one. And so I'm not going to say their window is closed. Here's one of the first things you need in order to have a great chance to win a Super Bowl. A quarterback. Continuity. The Buffalo Bills have that. I believe they can do a better job building and maybe lessening the load, especially running when it comes down to Josh Allen. But I'm not prepared to say that they've missed the window or that we won't see Josh Allen win one. They'll be fine. I think they'll be fine, Mike. Thank you for calling from Ohio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get in more of your calls before I'm forced to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, that makes things colorful now, doesn't it? Well, let's stay colorful. 855-212-4CBS. Let's try to get on as many calls as possible. I'm over here tongue-tied. We got so many calls. This is the fun part. Mexico. We got listeners in Paris. We got listeners in Mexico. Let's talk to Dan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jar. How are you?
Long I'm time. Good, Dan. What's on your mind?
So I bleed red and gold here. I grew up going to 49ers games at Kezar. So I go back a few decades here. And so, as you can imagine, I've been having a field day bouncing around between 680 KMBR and 105.3, I believe it is, in Dallas. And you can just hear the pain and the suffering and the disappointment of the Dallas fans over there.
Okay.
So, I was taught from very young age not to hate. So I would say I don't like the Dallas Cowboys, and it's been a good day for me. Let's put it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you enjoy people in their pain, huh, Dan?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of enjoy the rest of the playoffs, the positive aspect of it, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Just one question. Would it make sense for you to trade Prescott for Aaron Rodgers, salary cap-wise?
No. No, because if I'm Green Bay, what the hell I want Dak Prescott for?
Yeah, good point.
Exactly. Hey, thank you, Dan. Appreciate you, man. Let's go ahead and talk to JR calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. This is JR. How you doing, man?
Good.
I am calling from the DMV also. I'm right in between. And I have two things real quick. I know time is short. And the show's been a blast. About the women.
Uh-oh. Wait, you can't preface a conversation going about the women. But go ahead.
Okay, you brought up a thing about Michael Jordan's son and he dating somebody older.
No, it's not about him dating. No, it's not about him dating somebody older. It's the fact that kind of egging on Scottie Pippen here.
Well, you know, that's Scottie's problem. You know, Scottie has a lot of problems.
Yeah.
It
is his problem.
We live in a world where you have to, the strong survive and the weak perish, JR.
You be stealing people's kids' exes and stuff? That's what you do?
No, I didn't say stealing people's kids because, see, I live in VA where you have to be 21 and older. Anybody
When I say kids, I'm not talking about the age of consent. I'm talking about people's children.
Oh, well, if they're 21 and over, they are of age and considered an adult in the DMV.
Well, JR, oh, my God. I don't care. I'm not talking about the age of consent. We know who an adult is, but that doesn't mean that you're no longer someone's child, an associate's child. I get it.
Okay.
JR, I'm not talking about people putting hands on quote-unquote children, which I absolutely find to be disgusting, like I think most people do. I'm talking about these adults having a relationship, given their proximity to each other, and not their parents, one guy's ex and one guy's son. It's just very peculiar, JR.
Okay, well, that sounds like that's personal, but see, we live in a world where sometimes things happen, JR. They're beyond our reproach, and sometimes we can't control it.
You've been in a situation like this before?
Hey, JR, I'm a Mandingo warrior.
A what?
A Mandingo warrior.
Oh, who did it say it again?
Hey, JR.
I don't know what he said. Oh, wow. Hey, Shep, do you hear what he said?
A Mandingo warrior? I have no idea what that is.
Don't search that. 855-212-4CBS. Lee's calling from San Diego.
Hey, JR.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling about...
Are you digging in the glove box? Go ahead.
And Joe Burrow, I think, is on his way to the Super Bowl, and he's going to win it. And along with the ankle sprain for Mahomes, I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl and win it, probably against the I don't know who's going to win in the NFC, but either the Eagles or the 49ers. I just think the Bengals are going to do it.
Okay. I would not be surprised, Lee. Hey, you eating – he's eating Crystal or White Castle or – well, Chef, he could be eating Waffle House. He could.
Never know.
Damon Amendola, say hello, Damon Amendola. They've been having fun of us talking about Teddy Pendergrass and Waffle House and all of this stuff.
Yeah, we give them some good content, JR, and I'm happy about that because we do.
I like Damon Amendola. I like him.
He's a good man, very talented.
He's a good guy. People should just stay awake forever and just listen to all the shows.
There are some people that do that, by the way.
Good, they should. Who do we got here? This is not Damon Amendola. This is heck is this guy? Ty from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Please tell me y'all going to say that drop, that Mandingo Warrior drop. That's hilarious.
Well.
But any.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, man, I just want to call and just give a shout-out to my boy Marcus Jordan. I mean, Marcus Jordan, I mean, he just pulled an older lady.
A cougar.
And he don't have no loyalty to Scottie Pippen. That was his dad's. This is his dad's boy, you know?
Right.
Or if you even want to call them boys.
Well, I guess not. I mean, that's why I say it. This is everybody's shot. This is everybody's final and big, maybe not final. This is everybody's biggest shot at Scottie Pippen. Michael Jordan, Marcus Jordan, and his ex-wife basically said to Scottie Pippen, hey, man, screw you.
Yeah, that's true. But like I said, Marcus don't have, I don't feel like Marcus had no, he don't have to have no loyalty to Scottie.
No, he doesn't. But don't you feel maybe she's, maybe using him more than he's using her?
Well, yeah, but and a lot of times when younger guys date older women, that's usually the trade-off, you know? They using them for something.
Yeah. have you been with an older woman?
Of course.
Oh, well we talking what, 20 years, 30 years?
Probably when I was about 19, she was probably about 40-something.
Whoa. Oh, was it the lunch lady at school? Like, what happened? Don't answer that.
All right. You know, I mean, it's a G story. I can give it to you real quick. It's a G story.
Hey, Shep, are we okay to hear this?
I trust Ty. Ty, you got about 30 seconds, though.
Okay. No, it was just I was out in a bar one night and ran into a high school classmate's mother at the time. Oh. And one thing led to another, and, you know.
You at the bar at 19?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to ask no more questions. You told us hey, Shep, he told the story in less than 30 seconds. He deserves an award for that.
I had faith in Ty the whole time.
He's like the first caller to understand what 30 seconds mean and actually got to the point. I'm shocked. Hey, Ty, thank you for calling from Ohio.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You get the Marcus Jordan Award of the Year, okay?
I appreciate it.
My man, like, Ty, called from Ohio. Absolutely. Hey, Shep, that was a good story. I liked it.
It was a good story.
You said you met people over the weekend. That's good, Shep.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to talk more about the NFL playoffs, and hopefully you stay away from somebody else's wife or husband. I'll catch you tomorrow. Don't move here. Amy Lawrence's up next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.